Good almost afternoon. It's time for the Nearly Noon News on WDRT. This is Jim Hallberg reporting. In the forecast from the National Weather Service in La Crosse, rain throughout the day today with a total accumulation of half an inch and a high temperature of 56 degrees. Tonight, showers and thunderstorms likely before 4 a.m. with a low around 50. East wind of 9 miles per hour becoming northwest after midnight. Chance of precipitation is 60%, new rainfall amounts between a tenth and quarter of an inch, and for Thursday, a 30% chance of showers mainly after 1 p.m., cloudy with a high near 63. And in state news for today, from the Wisconsin Public Radio online news, the Wisconsin Supreme Court heard arguments Tuesday in a lawsuit challenging the Madison Metropolitan School District's policy for supporting transgender students. While the case deals with big issues, it could hinge on procedural questions, namely whether the conservative group behind the challenge can bring the case with anonymous plaintiffs. The Wisconsin Institute for Law and Liberty brought the lawsuit in February 2020, challenging the school district's guidance and policies to support transgender, non-binary, and gender-expansive students. The policy, which has been in place since 2018, states that, quote, students will be called by their affirmed name and pronouns regardless of parent-guardian permission to change their name and gender. The policy also states that the school staff shall not disclose any information that may reveal a student's gender identity to others, including parents or guardians. In September 2020, Dane County Circuit Court Judge Frank Remington issued a decision that partially blocked enforcement of the district's policy, but left the rest in place. Remington struck down part of the policy that banned district staff from telling parents about their gender identity, even if parents ask. Remington's order left the rest of the policy in place because Wisconsin Law and Liberty's plaintiffs brought their lawsuit anonymously. Conservatives hold a 4-3 majority on the court. The case could hinge on conservative swing Justice Brian Hagedorn, who spoke only briefly during Tuesday's arguments. And in a report used with permission from the La Crosse Tribune, all of the $2.3 million stolen from the Wisconsin Republican Party by hackers just before the 2020 presidential election has been recovered, including nearly $600,000 obtained by the FBI and given back to the party last month. The state GOP noticed suspicious activity on October 22, 2020, and contacted the FBI a day later, less than 2 weeks before Election Day. The party determined that the money had been taken from the account it was using to try to help re-elect President Donald Trump. He went on to lose Wisconsin to President Joe Biden by less than 21,000 votes. The Republican Party chairman at the time, Andrew Hitt, said in 2020 that the hackers manipulated invoices from four vendors who were being paid for direct mail for Trump's reelection efforts, as well as for pro-Trump material, such as hats to be handed out to supporters. Invoices and other documents were altered, so when the party paid them, the money went to the hackers instead of the vendors, Hitt said. The party has increased its cybersecurity operations over the past 2 years and have not been hacked again, although there have been numerous attempts. Thanks for joining us today, and please stay tuned. Democracy Now! Is coming up next on WDRT.